thought all would be solved with Daniel on Monday, but he wasn't there. Work has become like going to a party in order to get off with someone and finding they haven't turned up. Eventually managed to worm out of Perpetua that Daniel has gone to New York. On top of everything else, must go to Smug Married's dinner party at Magda and Jeremy's tonight. Such occasions always reduce my ego to size of snail, which is not to say I'm not grateful to be asked. 11:45 p.m. Oh, God. It was me, four married couples, and Jeremy's brother. Forget it. Red braces and face. Calls girls fillies. So, bellowed Cosmo, pouring me a drink. How's your love life? Oh, no. Why do they do this? Maybe the smug marrieds only mix with other smug marrieds and don't know how to relate to individuals anymore. Or maybe they are in such a sexual rut they're thinking, there's a whole other world out there, and hoping for vicarious thrills by getting us to tell them the roller coaster details of our sex lives. Yes, why aren't you married yet, Bridget? Sneered Wony. Baby talk for Fiona, married to Jeremy's friend Cosmo, with a thin veneer of concern whilst stroking her pregnant stomach. Because I don't want to end up like you, you fat, boring milch cow, was what I should have said. Or, because if I had to cook Cosmo's dinner, then get into the same bed as him just once, let alone every night, I'd tear off my own head and eat it. But I didn't, because, ironically enough, I didn't want to hurt her feelings. So I merely simpered apologetically, at which point somebody called Alex piped up. Well, you know, once you get past a certain age... Exactly. All the decent chaps have been snapped up, said Cosmo, slapping his fat stomach and smirking so that his jowls wobbled. At dinner, Magda had placed me in an incestuous sex sandwich sort of way between Cosmo and Jeremy's crashing boar of a brother. You really ought to hurry up and get sprugged up, you know, old girl, said Cosmo, pouring a quarter of a pint of 82 Poyak straight down his throat. By then, I'd had a good half pint of 82 Poyak myself. Is it one in three marriages that end in divorce now, one in two? I slurred with a pointless attempt at sarcasm. Seriously, old girl, he said, ignoring me. Office is full of them. Single girls over 30. Can't get a chap. That's not a problem I have, actually, I breathed, waving my fag in the air. Ooh, tell us more, said Wony. So, who is it then? Said Cosmo. Getting a bit of a shag, old girl, said Jeremy. All eyes turned to me beadily. Mouths open, slavering. It's none of your business, I said hoity-toitily. So she hasn't got a man, crowed Cosmo. Oh, my God, it's 11 o'clock, shrieked Wony. The babysitter! And they all leapt to their feet and started getting ready to go home. Midnight. Ha, ha. Just called Sharon. You should have said, I'm not married because I'm a singleton, you smug, prematurely aging, narrow-minded morons, Shazza ranted. Because there's more than one bloody way to live. One in four households are single, most of the royal family are single. The nation's young men have been proved by surveys to be completely unmarriageable, and as a result, there's a whole generation of single girls like me with their own incomes and homes. Singletons! I shouted happily. Monday, the 6th of February, 10:05 a.m. Heart gave great lurch when got back from Lou's and saw Daniel standing with Simon from marketing at the photocopier. The last time I saw him, he was lying on his sofa looking completely nonplussed while I fastened my skirt and ranted about fuckwittage.